That was a test of the emergency broadcast system. General Galen Shaw reporting. Phil Henry?
I don't know what happened just then. I know that there was dead air. I battle against that every time I have these...
Phil?
No, Margaret, excuse me. I battle against that every time I have these quote-unquote people, you know...
You know, that's dirty pool, Phil.
Well, it may be dirty pool, General, but I don't know. When I'm talking to you, Margaret...
Oh, I see. Here we go with the converse. This is the lecture that we always get. We're just voices representing aspects of his personality. Well, I say horse dung. D-U-N. What sounds like a bell and smells?
What?
What?
You heard me. What sounds like a bell and smells?
I don't know.
Dung. Oh, look at him laughing. What a child.
It was funny. What do you want me to say? You don't think it's funny?
Oh, my God. Listen to Phil. Phil, you sound as if you lost all manner of control over the motor skill part of your brain. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Oh, thanks a lot, Bud, for the perfunctory yay.
Well,
it was okay, Margaret. All right. Sorry, Margaret. I didn't mean to lose control over the motor skills of my brain, but, you know...
Tell me I'm wrong.
All right, you're right, yes. What sounds like a bell and smells?
Right.
Dung.
No.
You're here with the program. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a...
Phil, you just said we continue here with the prom. What is this?
The program. All right. I was in a swimming pool not more than 20 minutes ago with Jackie Bales out here in the middle of whatever this is that we're at. Actually, it's a beautiful hotel that we're at here in Fort Lauderdale.
And the swimming pool was made available to us by the management because they said, guess what? And I said, what? You're the only couple here tonight. And Jackie looked at this guy as if he'd just fallen right out of the ass of a Greek god, as if to say, well, what does that mean? And he said, you're the only people here. Apparently, whatever's been going on in the country, which is a combination not only of the COVID virus, but also the protests against police brutality, has effectively kept everybody at home. And we were fortunate enough to tonight have some dinner at this restaurant. And also they said, oh yeah, just because you sat down and ordered our soup, there's the pool, get in it. And you remember that, General?
What do you mean, do I remember it? Ask Jackie. Oh yeah, that's right, Jackie's over there. She's sleeping, or she's trying to sleep.
Jackie had tonight for dinner the largest shrimp prawns ever known to mortal man. I mean, these things were like right out of a Ray Harryhausen movie.
Who?
The guy that did the special effects.
Oh yes. Ray Harryhausen.
I don't think that's
not how you pronounce it. It's a different name.
Anyway, the guy that did the special effects in the 1950s, like the flying saucer flying into the Washington Monument, I think this cat designed the prawns that Jackie ate tonight for dinner.
Yay.
We'll be right back here on The Phil Henry Show in just one moment. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show here on Podcast One, SoundCloud, and other assorted platforms. Phil, traveling to Florida to be with Jackie Bales for the following week, is endeavoring to give you the most professional rendering that he can of a program. However, we know that he's failing badly. Why? Because he is sitting in a hotel room that is far, far more expensive than anything anyone could afford anywhere on Earth. He's talking a lot of garbage, and frankly, it's pissing us off here at the Phil Henry Show.
I've got it. It's pissing off the staff.
No, I've got it. Thank you, Margaret. It's pissing us off.
I've got it. It is.
I'm Phil Henry. It's not pissing anybody off. We'll be right back. Yeah, sure. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The time? It's now. The date? Whenever. You? Pleasant. Your mood? Striking. Your health? Wicked. Welcome back, folks, to the Phil Henry Show. Our podcast for the 11th of June, the Jackie Bales birthday podcast. It is now almost 20 minutes until the hour. What hour? I'm not going to say. We have been here over the last several minutes to witness what we consider to be the birth of a new world. Is it landing from another planet? No. Is it...
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, folks. I had to laugh because I just looked at my... I just looked at my penis, and it's a lot smaller than I thought it was.
Thank you.
Back to the Phil... This is ridiculous. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank, do something, Frank.
All right, I've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. Mr. Henry has gone off the rails. There's no question. The last time I saw her, she was in total normal health.
Frank, you're no one to be doing this.
Well, then why'd you hand it off to me?
Frank's gender confusion.
You're the one that gave it to him.
You gave it to me. Now you're going to live with it, Margaret. As I was saying, Phil Henry, who is the host of the show, went off the rails not more than 30 seconds ago, started going on about how small her penis was. Whatever. Then we heard her girlfriend, Jackie, he started to laugh. I'm Frank Gray.
Thank you very much, Frank. You are a mess.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm the most... You're talking about how you're the most together guy around, right?
You got that right, bud. Thank you very much.
Frank, you may be together, and you may be the most together guy around, as you say. But what you've got to say... I'm sorry.
Say something, Phil. Okay, yeah, thank you. I'm here.
Folks, I have to say this is a low point in the history of the Phil Henry podcast. Traveling as we are here to the coast of Florida, Jackie's birthday but a few minutes away. I can hear a jet overhead. I can hear the soft, gentle sounds of thunder rolling out there in the eastern sea. I can feel myself beginning to shrink almost to the size of a walnut. Sitting here, I'm laughing, of course. Why am I laughing? I'll tell you why. Because the absurdity of life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, ha ha, Phil did a podcast drunk. He's never done that before. Wink, wink. Oh, really? I'll give you $500 right now if you can point out any podcast, any show in the history of the Phil Henry Show that I did drunk. Now, I promise you I will be absolutely honest in my appraisal. So, send me the date of the show you thought that I did drunk. And if you're right, and I will be honest with you, you'll win $500. That's right.
Well, Phil, what's to say you're going to be honest with him?
I will be honest with him. Because I can assure you, I have been drunk doing podcasts, but I was on vacation in some faraway land many years ago. You'll have to find it. Thanks so much.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show podcast. From the El Pacifico.
Not really.
In Southern California.
This is Frank Gray. We're actually in Florida right now. My wife Margaret is here. I'm here. I don't want to know about any of these other people. I was asked to discuss different aspects of business. I'm happy to do that, but I won't talk to any of these freaks that are sitting here tonight.
It's not fair, Frank.
Margaret, I'm not talking to these freaks that are sitting here as if they're in a dugout, surrounding me in these little seats and sucking on flavor straws. What the hell are you drinking from?
I'm just drinking a straw.
Yeah, you're drinking a straw, all right. What is that?
Frank, they went and they got soft drinks.
All right. But I'm looking at whoever. What's your name again?
This is General Galen Shaw. Let me tell you something, Frank. Keep playing it cute, and it'll get even more cute.
What does that mean?
It means that if you start insulting me...
Yeah, okay. Well, that's still a flavor straw that you bent into your face. And I'm fine with all of that. But when you start talking to me as if I belong in some, I don't know, some corral with other weird, freaky animals, I don't know, fuck it.
All right, Frank, it's time for you to go to bed. I'm Margaret Gray.
Oh, thanks a lot. What are you, the chairman of PBS? I'm Frank Gray. All right, thanks, guys. This is Phil Henry. We are approaching the midnight hour here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have no idea if I will even release this as a podcast. It has been, in a word, succulent. That's not even it's a word, but that's not very descriptive. It has been, in a word, abrasive. Perhaps a better word is weird ass.
That's two words, Phil.
Oh, really? Well, thanks a lot, genius. Jesus.
Phil, I've never known you to be so... cynical toward me.
I'm apologizing, Margaret. I didn't mean to be so. Anyway, I would like you to join me at the beginning of this show, not now. Go back, rewind, and listen at the beginning all the way to this point, and then throw up. To me, that's a plan. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, solely responsible for its content.
This is General Galen Shaw reporting. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show has traveled to the coast of Florida, that is the eastern coast of the state of Florida, for tonight's podcast. You're hearing this, obviously, the daytime or nighttime or morning time. It doesn't make no never mind to us, if you'll pardon our fractured English. Excuse me, I have acid reflux.
General Galen Shaw for acid reflux.
When I feel that acid creeping right up my esophagus, right up into my throat, and I feel like I want to just hurl acid right at a garage door and kill every living soul inside, I eat Werblow. Werblow, that's right. It's a small little mint antacid. I drop six of those, and to be quite frank with you, my ass is never the same. It's no longer an ass. It's something else. It's like exhaust or something.
Yes, Frank Gray knows, and you will too, when you eat Werblow antacid. Turn your ass into an exhaust pipe.
Thank you.
Werblow from Gunooki Laboratories.
And now welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hello, I'm Frank Gray, Margaret's husband. And you can hear how he stumbles and flummoxes.
Frank, don't make it about me.
Excuse me, Margaret, but I have a point. You can hear how he's stumbling and flummoxing about. That's because Margaret's been next to a bottle of wine since as long as I've known him. I love him. I love him deeply. But all he knows is Red Eye and his typewriter. Red Eye, his typewriter. Back and forth between the jug of wine and his typewriter. I laugh because I admire him. I admire what he's able to do with his life. He's had a baby. He's written his column. A bunch of other stuff. And me.
Frank Gray, Mark Gray's husband.
I'm Margaret Gray. A lot of you didn't know that my nickname is Mark. Mark Gray. That caused Frank trouble when he was in the service.
When I was in the service, I had a heavy correspondence going with my wife, Margaret Gray, although I called him Mark Gray. Now, he's as much woman as any woman you've ever met, but my nickname for him was Mark. People automatically thought that he was a woman. Can you imagine that? Looking at him, thinking he's a woman? But calling him Mark Gray, I realized I'd blown it. I blew it bad. So I decided to call him Margie or Margaret Gray, and people were more relaxed with that. I was totally freaked out because I didn't know the difference between Mark, Margot, or Margie. And frankly, at that time in my life, I had a
self-confidence.
It wasn't self-confidence. But who are you?
Bud Dickman.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't self-confidence so much as it was just my inability to face the various storylines that we're able to weave here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'd like to leave you with this poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. What's your name? Thank you.
That's been Frank Gray.